21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Boll, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Michael here, hanging around with Jamie, and Jamie loves math. That's the name of a good book, but it's also the truth about
it?
Jamie. Well, I have no idea. I made that up. And because she loves math, she's going to talk to us about Mathletics.
Yes, Mathletics.
Yes.
It always tries to correct it when I type it into my computer.
Does it?
To athletics.
Well, isn't it from like the United Kingdom? It should be Mathletics.
It should be Mathletics.
Yes.
Anyway, but what it is.
What it is.
An online math program that's designed to be a supplement to your math curriculum.
Ah.
So you can go in and you pick your standards and it gives the students tasks. And then you as a teacher can assign different tasks. And you can also have them go on and play fast like math facts games, and they can race other people around the world who are on the Mathletic site, or they can race their class to see who can solve the most math problems. The company, Mathletics, also does World Math Day every other year, and you can do a challenge to see how many math problems you can solve in a day. So it's really a very gamified program. They have avatars. They gain points. There's a leaderboard on their website. So the kids really are very motivated to use this program. They love it.
Now, I notice they have multiple countries. Do they do it by country? Like you can say...
Yep. So you're the leader in China. Okay. You're the leader in the school. They have So on their main page, whenever you type in, and the website is mathletics.com, it will redirect you to your region. So it automatically redirects us to mathletics.asia. And then on that leaderboard, it shows, and so that's how they basically do it, is that then you can see for China who's in the leaderboard and in your region specifically.
So you want to be, but you can't compete from China to...
But then they have the world as well. So there's multiple leaderboards.
So you want to be like from Monaco, where it's pretty easy to win.
There you go.
So you at least be the top of your country.
Exactly.
Kind of an Olympic thing.
But, you know, actually, I mean, I've used this for several years with my students, and each year I have a couple kids who will make it up on the leaderboard and be really proud of themselves, and we take a screenshot and hang it on the wall, and it's all very exciting.
Wow.
So the kids are really motivated to do it. They love it. It also has little videos in there if they're doing a skill that they don't get. And the kind of new addition that I've seen is that they also have assessments built in. So you can do a standards-based assessment and then see where kids are falling and then assign tasks based on that assessment to meet specific standards.
Okay.
So it's very customizable to your curriculum, your grade, your classroom, and lets you differentiate with kids.
Okay.
So the only negative is this isn't a adaptive program. So you as the teacher have to adapt
to it. Now there's some competition then, because there's adaptive programs out there.
Right.
Or at least platforms that are designed to get more and more adaptive.
Exactly.
Now Mathletics probably been around a while and doesn't have that engine currently.
Maybe. I mean, also though, at the same time, adaptive is wonderful, but this also gives you as a teacher a little more control to be able to say, okay, we're in geometry right now, so I'm going to give you these specific geometry tasks and things like that and assign them. And I think you can do that in an adaptive program, but the reality, I think, of an adaptive program is that a lot of times teachers just kind of let it go, right? Because it's adapting.
Right.
So
just go adapt, honey.
So the kind of my concern with that is, you know, this really does require... It's not hard for the teacher at all, but it does require you to go and look at the analytics, see where your kids are doing, see how they're doing. They make the analytics so easy, but you have to do it. And so kind of one of the challenges at our school has been that, you know, you don't have the time, and so teachers aren't really looking, and the kids just are doing tasks, which isn't bad either.
Right.
But it's much... The depth of the program comes when you pay attention to it.
Now, there's a Mathletics rep, which suggests then perhaps there's a cost probably associated with Mathletics.
Yes.
And what's the fees for this thing?
So it's not super cheap. It's about $75 per student if you're just buying on an individual basis. And obviously, it gets cheaper if you're buying a full school subscription. Mm-hmm. But if you're just buying, if you're a parent and you just are buying it for your kid, it's about $75 a year.
But it's basically a curriculum then in a lot of ways.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a package.
It's a package
that you then
thing.
Use in your classroom.
I mean, it ends up being about like $3 a day or less, you know. I mean, it's not a terrible fee, but it's a fee.
It's a latte.
And for schools, though, they provide a ton of support. So that's the other benefit.
Okay. Super. So how do people find it?
Mathletics.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.